Good evening, everyone. If we could come to order, please.
Oh, yeah, sure. This group?
Good evening, and welcome to the November 13th, 2012 Morro Bay City Council meeting. I want to welcome everybody who's come here to be with us tonight, but especially the majority of you who've come to honor our new police chief, Amy Christie. After the pledge, because of photography, I'm going to invite everybody who's come for Amy to come right up in this area here. The photographer's going to stand in the aisle and shoot this way. So as soon as we're done with the pledge, if you want to just file up here and pack in together, that would be a great way to honor Amy, and I'll figure out a way to get down there. So let the record reflect that all members of the Morro Bay City Council are present, and we'll begin, please, with a moment of silence. And if you would please stand and face the flag. Amy, would you lead us in the pledge?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council, do you want to join? Do you want to join? Come on up.
Oh, look at you. Good job. You listened to directions. Oh, well.
He said he was going to get out.
Okay, good evening, everybody. I don't think I've ever seen so many police chiefs in the room at the same time. You're all welcome. Those of you who've traveled hundreds of miles to be here to honor Amy, on behalf of Amy, we thank you so much for making a tremendous effort. This is one hell of a turnout, and thank you. Amy, it's not easy, as you know, getting any job in law enforcement. It's sure not easy getting a department head position in this city. It takes a long time and a lot of effort, and here we go. The cream rose to the top, and Amy came out on top with all the committees and was ultimately offered and accepted the job and took over last Monday, a week ago yesterday, and she's doing a great job. We're so glad you're here. We know you're going to lead the department in the right direction for our community. And it's my honor and pleasure now to swear you in. So if you just take a step forward. I'm going to say it all at one time. You have to remember. Okay. Just repeat after me. I, Amy Christie, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter. You are hereby sworn. Congratulations. You are welcome. Emily, if you'd be so kind to pin her badge. There you go. Now, please. Amy. Oh, she's got it written down.
And I need these. You're very tall, Mayor. Good evening, and thank you, Mayor Yates, council members, Borcher, Johnson, League, Schmuckler, and our executive team, City Manager Andrea Luker, Rob Schultz, Eric Endersby, Joe Woods, Mike Pond, Rob Levick, and Susan Slayton. I would also like to acknowledge the members of the Morro Bay Police Department, staff and volunteers, and, of course, our department mom, Grace. Where's Grace? After one full week on the job, I know I'm working with a fine group of law enforcement professionals, and I'm proud to serve alongside each one of you. I just hope you guys all know that. So far, so good. Before I move on, I would like to thank those in attendance, as it is an honor to stand before you as the newly appointed Morro Bay Chief of Police. There are a few, well, maybe several, people in attendance, and I would like to mention a few by name. From the San Luis Obispo Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Ian Parkinson, thank you for coming. Under Sheriff Tim Olivas, and I'm sorry if I didn't say that right. I might do that a little bit. I know. I think he's well known here. Let's see, we have Deputy Chief Rod Reed and Deputy Chief John Geese. Thank you very much, staff. I appreciate it. From Atascadero PD, a longtime friend from Santa Cruz, Chief Gerald Haley. We also have Chief Annabelle from Arroyo Grande PD, Chief Jeff Norton from Pismo Beach PD, and, of course, I already mentioned Gerald, so some of you folks I'm going to have to get to know in my time here. And I have retired Santa Cruz County Superior Court Judge Michael Barton. Where is he? There he is. Thank you. And my dean from Monterey College of Law, Dean Winnick, came. And then a couple people from the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office came. Let's see. We have Chief Deputies Jeff Marsh, and to be promoted on Friday is Jeremy Verinsky. We have Sandy brought me here. She's a resident of Morro Bay, and she's very, very happy to be here. My nephews Nico and Anakin, they're the ones with the long faces. Why are we here? This is adult stuff. My niece Tegan and my spouse Emily, who's encouraged me and supported me throughout the years. As a newly appointed police chief, it is now my responsibility to provide the police department leadership and administrative management. Additionally, it is my responsibility to provide the community members of Morro Bay, a police department whose goals are to protect and serve the community in a professional and distinguished manner. As a police chief, I will work with the department as we adhere to our established organizational values. We will be accountable to ourselves, the public, and the law enforcement profession. We will be open through our communication within the department and the community of Morro Bay. We will be ethical, honest, and courageous, both on and off duty. We will respect the rights and dignity of all people. We will continue our commitment to innovation and creativity in problem solving, and we will exemplify professionalism, excellence, and quality in law enforcement services. We will remain committed to teamwork within our department and with our community to maintain the finest public safety services on the Central Coast. Hear that, all you guys from the other agencies. As police chief, I intend to be accessible, visible, and accountable to the community of Morro Bay. I am aware that in order to be successful, a strong sense of unity and shared purpose must exist between the police and the public. I am committed to building upon that shared purpose and to deliver the most accountable, transparent, and successful law enforcement agency possible. In closing, yay! I would like to thank the mayor, city council, city manager, executive team, the community of Morro Bay for appointing me as Morro Bay's chief of police. Thank you for entrusting me with this incredible opportunity to lead a department of true law enforcement professionals and wonderful volunteers as we continue to deliver the City of Morro Bay exceptional public safety services. Thank you all so much for being here today. This is a very big deal for me, my family, the police department, and I believe the City of Morro Bay. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm sorry.
We know what you're saying.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we know you're not going to stay, we also know where you're going, and and that's okay. We'll be here having a meeting. I just wanted to acknowledge all the members of the Morro Bay Police Department. both the sworn officers, the non-sworn officers, and all the volunteers for coming out tonight. Our sheriff, Ian, you know, thanks for coming out tonight, Ian. And there was one other person I wanted to acknowledge, but it's gone now. So we thank you all. We thank you all for being here tonight for Amy. Good night. Have fun at the party. Sheriff, good to see you. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Police friends out there, if we could leave the room, we would be grateful. Could I have your attention, please? If we could leave the room, the city council would be grateful. Power! Power to the mayor! We would like to call our meeting back to order, please. If those of you leaving could exit, we would be grateful.
I'm going to go down to Rose and I'll buy you a drink.
Sure. No, it'll get hot in here.
I know. You want to go to the party?
Oops.
Great. Well, that was quite a swearing in. Thank you for your patience in the audience and for indulging us through that little process. We're very grateful to you. We're just let the last of you sit, and we will continue. Thank you again. That was something. I want to acknowledge our city manager and our city attorney. About a week ago, they had evaluations which were favorable. They did not receive a raise. They have not received a raise. Andrea has never received a raise since she started, and Rob has not received one since 04. And they're cool with that, as cool as you can be. They certainly understand we're not giving raises to anybody in the city, and indeed we've actually made a fair amount of cuts. But I just wanted to acknowledge them that the city council appreciates the job that they do for us, and I know there's controversy about what people are paid around here, but I do not in my heart believe that either one of these people are overpaid. They're fairly paid, and they do a great job for us. And maybe if anybody deserves a round of applause who never gets it, it's these two. And so if we could just do that for them, that would be great. That was mainly for Andrea, Rob. Carla?
No clapping, please. Oh, good evening. Thank you. It's hard to follow up all this excitement. I see Rick Rantham's here. I'm going to talk about the Thanksgiving dinner. I want to congratulate the Morro Bay High School football team and Coach Jack Greer for winning their first round of playoffs. And this week is a home game, round two, against Chaminade at the high school. So hopefully everybody will be out. 7 o'clock is the game. So get there early because the seats will be hot commodities. Boat parade, I'm guessing somebody from the chamber hopefully will be talking about that. And the last thing would be to ask Chief Pond to talk real quickly about the dedication for the fire station.
Thank you, Councilmember Borchard. On December 8th, we are going to be having a dedication for the new fire station. We're going to start at 11:30 in the morning. We'll have a few speeches by some dignitaries. And then we will start tours of the station. And the Friends of the Morro Bay Fire Department are going to be providing a free lunch for all who attend. I believe it will be pulled pork sandwiches and a host of other things. So we're real excited about the station's coming together real well. And I think the community will be quite proud of that facility for many, many years to come.
Nancy? I'm sorry, you done?
Yeah. Just a couple quick things. I was able to attend the Slo County Economic Forecast meeting on Friday morning and came back with some very interesting information. In terms of regional consumer spending, the number one city in the whole county was Morro Bay. The amount of income this year over last year was up 15.5%. So I think you guys should be proud of yourself for shopping locally and helping improve our economy. It's looking good. One other quick thing, the annual Morro Bay Beautiful Holiday Decorating Contest will take place in early December. Awards will be given out on the trolley December 14th that evening. So please join us if you'd like to ride the trolley and hand out awards. Our elves will be out the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before that. So be sure your lights are on and your inflatables are blown up so you're ready to celebrate. That's it.
Thank you. George?
Yes, getting back to the boat parade, all you out there in boat land, let's start signing up because we need boats in this boat parade. I think this event is one of the great events for Morro Bay as far as families. I sit there on the waterfront and watch the faces of the little guys.
Still sponsorship opportunities available, and more information can be received by calling Amy Beto at 772-6281. So that's the Estero Bay Youth Soccer All-Stars Barbecue this Saturday. And I did want to update on the effort with the Diablo Canyon seismic testing and the Coast Alliance that the city's participating in to oppose the seismic testing. And tomorrow morning is the Coastal Commission's hearing down in Santa Monica. There are going to be a packed house. People from all over the state are attending, including a strong contingent of local fishing, environmental, and recreational interests. And our own city manager is going to be down there representing the city's point of view and our statements that we've made on it. So thank you, Ms. Luker, for attending that for us. And the Coast Alliance had put on a very nice concert at Highlands Park last weekend that was well attended. And last, I just wanted to give Mr. Livick the opportunity to discuss the state water shutdown and how that's proceeding and what you anticipate will be the closing date if there's a final.
Yes, we are still under the state water maintenance shutdown, so 2 to 3 weeks a year the state shuts down water supply from the coastal branch to perform their maintenance. We started that on November the 2nd and anticipate the end date somewhere around noon on the 19th. We'll have the water turned back on. We are currently making water at our desal plant through our brackish water RO system, supplementing that with city well water and using an agreement that we have with the California Men's Colony to add additional supplemental water when the nitrate level in our wells rise too high. So we are keeping up with demand, but thank goodness that we're not suffering through the 90-degree weather. Otherwise, we might have an issue. And just use this opportunity to remind everybody to conserve as much as possible, to limit your irrigation, not during the hours between 10 and 4 when the wind is up and it's warm outside, to irrigate during other times, and just do what you can to conserve water during the shutdown.
All right, thanks, Mr. Leivick, and thanks to your team for keeping the water flowing. It's not the easiest thing, particularly with the shift in personnel that we've recently had.
So Nancy and I both have afterthoughts. Joe, the Lighted Boat Parade is December 1st? Okay, December 1st at 4 p.m. is the lighting of the Christmas tree, which is in City Park at 4 o'clock. And as soon as it turns dark, the Christmas tree is lighted. We sing carols. Santa Claus comes usually on a fire engine. And if you haven't been to that, it's one of the coolest little small town functions we do. So please come out to City Park on the 1st. And then that evening, of course, is the Lighted Boat Parade, which is another very, very cool thing. Nancy?
Just quickly, next Monday, November 19th, 5 o'clock at Stack's Wine Bar is the kickoff and autographing of the calendar that's being sold to support Women Aid, which is a wonderful group that helps families and young women in our community.
I know, all of us. I forgot to report that I, because I was there as a city representative, attended the economic forum. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Anything else on this side? Closed session report, Rob.
Good evening. Prior to tonight's regular session, council went in closed session to discuss real property negotiations. The property discussed was the Morro Bay Fish Company, Inc., lease site 129W, 131W. No action was taken that requires reporting.
Thank you, Rob. That was a great report. Okay, we're at public comment. If those of you who would like to address council, Mr. Sosna, please come up first. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. If the buzzer goes off, please conclude. Good evening and welcome, Marvin.
Thank you. I am Marvin Sosna. I live at 2631 Maple Avenue, Morro Bay, where my wife and I have lived for 22 years. This is only the second time I've appeared before the City Council. The first was 25 years ago on an appeal from a Planning Commission rejection of my son's plans for our home that we live in now. We won that appeal. I'm hoping to continue the trend. I've noticed the resurfacing of streets in town, and being aware of the potholes, ruts, cracks, and rapid deterioration of the streets in my neighborhood, I wondered when ours would be done. So I took some photos and showed them to Barry Rands, thinking maybe he was unaware of how bad they were and might speed up the repair. Wrong. He was up to date on it. He said the streets in North Morro Bay are the worst in the city. And he explained the city's road repair policy. Namely, that each year the streets are evaluated, and those less in need of repair get done first because it costs less to do that. And those more in need of repair would be resurfaced last because that's an expensive project. So each year, other streets need less repair and get it, and our streets need more and don't. I'm 85 years old. I wonder whether our streets...
Thank you for coming down tonight, Marvin. We will address you at the end. And there's a fight for the microphone.
Have a seat.
No, me.
Professor, good evening.
I don't want that taken off my time. We're here to talk about the annual Thanksgiving dinner that's at the community center. It's going to be on Thanksgiving Day, served between the hours of 1 and 3. I'd like to say thank you to the major sponsors, those being Albertsons, Mission Linen, Cookie Crock,
Dorns.
Carla. Thank you, Carla, for all the work you do.
Smart and final.
Thank you. Anything else?
Top Dog.
Top Dog's Coffee. Thank you to all of them. And Joe always goes through and makes sure everything's going to be working for us. We appreciate that, Joe. I wanted to get that on the record that you're going to check it for us before we go Thursday. Rob, thanks for the street job. I know you can't please everybody. We have a limited amount of money, but those streets are really nice to drive on.
Mine's excellent, by the way.
Just wanted to say hi to all the staff that's here. Was there anything else? The lighted Christmas tree and the boat parade both are spectacular things. Been there every year for as long as I can remember. A lot of fun to go to.
We'd like to thank all the volunteers that are going to put this on for Thanksgiving Day. They donate a lot of time and a lot of energy to come down there and do that. And some stay for dinner, some don't. We have people that come in and only do certain items, come in and clean or come in and mop the floors. I mean, we have a lot of involvement of people that aren't here and aren't mentioned that are all citizens of Morro Bay that come down to donate time. We want to thank them, too.
And it is a joint effort put on by the Morro Bay Police Officers Association and the Rotary Club of Morro Bay. And I want to thank you all for everything you do, because believe me, I know how all-consuming your job can be, or should be, and probably is. Thank you, Mayor Yates, for the leadership on the council, and especially I want to thank the two that are leaving, because hopefully, God willing, I'll be back here in a couple of years and thank the other two that are might be leaving, who knows. But Carla, you've done so many things in the community, so many things nobody knows about. Never looking for any credit, and so involved, and thank you for everything you do, and just love you to death. And thanks for all your help in the Thanksgiving dinner, too.
Absolutely.
So, thank you again, everybody.
Is Dial-A-Ride running? Can you?
All the drivers are out. The trolley drivers are out having dinner with families out of town. Dial-A-Ride, I'm not sure about. But we're going to have live entertainment, 1 to 3, Thanksgiving Day, Community Center. Thanks.
And Rick didn't introduce himself. That's Rick Rantham and Bill Black, two of our hardest working volunteers in town. And thank you. Good evening, Gary.
Gary Johnson, resident of Morro Bay. First, I want to thank our armed forces for their sacrifices so that we have the freedom and our First Amendment rights to get up here and speak. Mayor, City Council, hardworking city personnel, TV land, and especially, but she's not here right now, our police chief, Amy Christie. I'm looking forward to her. I already met her twice, and she's going to be dynamite. I want to thank you, Mary Yates, City Councilwoman Bochard, for giving their time and hard work to keep our great town in physical order. The following are a few of their accomplishments the City Council has made the last several years by working as a team with the city employees, their unions, and public. Because of the time constraints, please log on. You can see it on the screen over there, fogcutternews.org, for additional detailed information and the consequence of this business-oriented City Council has done to improve not only our business climate, but also at the same time improve the City of Morro Bay's infrastructure. The Council has had goal settings, short, medium, and large goals. Balance the budget. How many cities are in trouble right now? But we did, or the City Council did, and did not dig into the reserve fund. City Council sold the city-owned Brannigan's property. That enables the city to create a maintenance fund with the revenue to focus on financial resources and essential maintenance by city facilities and city street infrastructure. Economic development. The city directed the Chamber of Commerce to change their focus from a visitor center to an economic development. I'm really looking forward to that because I know Craig's going to do one fantastic job, bring business into town. Fishing. Councilwoman Burchard served on City Council liaison to the Harbor Advisory Board and working with PG&E on the seismic study issues. That's a big one. Thank you, Carla. The marina dredging, we got that done. It's been fighting for, I know, been here almost 20 years. They've been fighting that ever since, so we got it done. Police and fire hired a new chief, and we have a new fire station. Mike Pond, thank you. I'll be there at the dedication. And the creation of the canine dog. We thought it was going to take 2 years. We got that dog in 1 year. That shows our community is so strong for our police department.
And I have really a story to tell you, because for those that know my dad, for the last 4 or 5 years, unfortunately after my mom passing, he spent quite a few years with me in the wintertime. And this past year, before I took him back to his country and where he passed away, I finally asked him, I said, you know, Dad, every time I ran into you or I saw you in your room, because he never wanted to leave the hotel and kind of wanted to stay there because everything was level instead of being at my house. He said, I said, why do you always watch Channel 20 over and over? And he said, he made a comment about each one of you, but I'm only going to make comment about two of you. And one of them was Carla. And over the years, he said, you know, I always watched her. And she goes, I couldn't understand why a beautiful woman was always on Channel 20 but not on CNN. So, Carla, thank you for all the efforts and for your, all the things that you have done for the city. Lastly, Mr. Yates, you know, I said to my dad, and he said, you know that guy with the bushy hair, which thank you for getting a haircut now. I look like you used to look like. I said, so what do you, he goes, you know, that guy that's always got the beard and everything. And he said, is he a psychiatrist? He goes, in public comment, everybody comes and complains to him and gives him all his problems. So I said, no, no, he's not a psychiatrist. But Bill, I think you've been here as a servant for the city of Morro Bay, like old as rock, for all the years that you went on and off and on and off. So we thank you for all the things you've done and for being really, really the steward of growing the business in the city of Morro Bay and giving us where we are today and where we're going in the future if, based on what Nancy recommended. So, and Nancy, I'm glad my dad didn't see your calendar because I know what he would say about that. So thank you.
Thank you, John, for those very, very kind words. Good evening and welcome. Here's our new economic development director, and I probably have your title wrong.
Coordinator. Okay, I think. good evening, Mayor, council members. I'm here tonight to introduce myself, tell you a little bit about my background. My name is John DiNunzio, and I'm a locally based project manager, and will be joining the member Morro Bay Chamber staff as a new economic development coordinator. I have an MBA from London Open University Business School with an emphasis in development management at the London School of Economics, and a BA in business communication in Japanese from the University of Montana in Missoula. My career began about 20 years ago as the administrator for the then Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield at the Maureen and Mike Mansfield Center for Asian Studies and Ethics in Public Affairs in Montana. I then moved to the Montana Trade Export Center, where I facilitated programs and conferences on doing business in emerging markets for the state of Montana. After some traveling, I returned to my home state of Pennsylvania, where for several years I worked as the online editor-in-chief for the Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce and Business and Industry. And here I published a compendium of articles titled Understanding the Entrepreneurial Endeavor, covering the traditional business topics of startup, growth, management, HR, technology, and finance with an internet slant. In 2000, I moved to London, England, following my then British photojournalist girlfriend and later wife, who many of you know as Ginger, the owner of Sand Prince Photography at 870 Main Street, Morro Bay. In London, we lived and worked for many years, where I held a management-level civil service job as the bicycle network coordinator for the Greater London area. Since moving to the Central Coast more than 5 years ago, I have both worked as an independent consultant and researcher in the field of land use and transportation planning throughout San Luis County and for Sand Prince Photography. My consulting projects have ranged from RTA transit ridership surveys, triennial performance audits for SLOCOG's ride-on and rideshare programs, to visitor use surveys on the North County Coastal Trail, benefit forecast for the Salinas River and Anza Trail Master Plan, the City of Santa Maria's Bicycle Master Plan, Cal Poly's Bicycle Circulation Master Plan, and Morro Bay's Bicycle and Pedestrian Master Plan last summer. Last December, while conducting an economic appraisal for a Federal National Scenic Byways grant application, I reached out to Craig Schmidt at the Morro Bay Chamber for his assistance in monetizing traveler visitor data for the Estero Bay segment. Over the last year, our discussions on economic development grew, and it became apparent that we would work well together. I consider it an honor to be joining the Morro Bay Chamber, Commerce staff, and to carrying out the role of economic development coordinator. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming down tonight and introducing yourself. Welcome. Good evening.
Good evening. I show up about every 15 years, I think, when Bill to be. And
His last show was in Havana, Cuba, in March. So this is a big, kind of a big time to see a local artist who grew up here, well, actually 12 miles south, and come by and maybe have a mojito and hear some Cuban music and see some of John's art that he had in Cuba in March. And thank you very much. And Artie, you want to say anything since you're a taxpayer here?
No, he's just been doing this for over 20 years, and, you know, going to Cuba for over 20 years. So he's done a lot. Anyway, I'm very proud of him.
And when is the show again?
It's this weekend, Saturday from 5 to 10 in the evening, and then Sunday from noon to 5.
Great.
At Harbor in Maine, a very famous corner for a long time, a kitty corner from Happy Jack's, which is now the fuel dock, and behind Legends. It's at 280 Harbor or 875 Maine. Thank you.
I think we can find it. Thank you. Great to see you both. Mr. Martin, please. Nice to see you. Hey, just step right up here.
I'm Tom Martin, and I'm wearing my Cold Canyon landfill hat tonight. There is an appeal of the Cold Canyon EIR expansion on November 20th in front of the Board of Supervisors. And we are appealing the approval of our own project, as silly as that sounds, because some of the conditions in that Planning Commission decision are going to add some exorbitant costs to Cold Canyon's rate. The cost of digging the hole and doing the liners is a given. The cost, there are some CEQA mitigations that are on there that can't be changed because of the EIR. But there is a portion of those items that are going to be in front of the Board of Supervisors that are entirely discretionary. To give you an example of one, for years and years we've litter patrolled a mile on each side of our entrance. The Planning Commission decided to make that 12 miles, which will require the hiring of two staff, two vehicles, and about $280,000 worth of expense to do that on a permanent basis around the clock. One of the other conditions is they want us to put a litter fence entirely around the landfill, even though the prevailing winds come from the airport and blow to the east across our property. So we're going to end up spending about $250,000 a fence line that's not going to catch anything but dust and wind. I'm asking you tonight that if you know any of the supervisors, give them a call and remind them that whatever their decision is, the costs are not, we're not a developer. We don't go out and build a house and just raise the price of the houses. Whatever decision they make is ultimately going to come back to every ratepayer that uses Cold Canyon Landfill. That's from San Simeon to Napomo. And whatever their decision is, I'm going to be back in front of you in June or July of next year asking for the rate increase that pays for what happens at Cold Canyon. So any influence you have with them to use their discretionary powers and hold those costs down, I would urge you to make that phone call and let them know. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. It's always great to see you. Hi, Joan.
Hi, guys. Good evening, City Council. My name is Joan Solu. Thanks for taking my comment. I bet you've heard that a few times, right? I just wanted to say that I appreciate everything that all of you do. You put yourselves out there. It's not an easy task to do that. And sometimes you get arms wrapped around you, and sometimes you're in the crosshairs. But either way, you continue to put yourself out there graciously. And I really appreciate everything that you all do. But focusing now on the two of you, I've worked with both of you over many years. Bill has a son who's friends with one of our sons, and just, you know, fun growing up, being really tall, taller than all of us, and, you know, you see them move on into the world and be adults, and you just appreciate that side of a person and what the person does publicly. And Carla, I've worked with you for a number of years on many charity events. Both of you are giving of your time and your resources for all of the wonderful things that go on in this community. Thank you for supporting Del Mar PTA when I was president, and, you know, always the Morro Bay Community Foundation, and you continue to support them, and just so gracious. And to follow a story that my husband was talking about, I just want to let you know that one day when my father-in-law was there, I thought, you know, enough. He's been in his room all day. He didn't even take his daily walk. I'm off work now. I'm going to go in there and take him for lunch. I knock on the door. Baba. He opens the door. I look in. He's watching City Council. I said, turn that off. I'm taking you to lunch. He turns off the TV and he says, great, let's go to Carla's.
Thank you, Joan. And here comes Keith with a very cool shirt.
Thank you, Mayor.
Going twice back to council. Thank you. Thank you, Mar. I guess Marvin left, but we appreciate him coming down, and Rick and Bill, Gary, John, and followed by John, Pat, Tom, always great to see you here, Joan, and Keith. We'll address Marvin's street question in a sec. Tom, I could do this. I did this last time you were here, and I think you're very deserving of a compliment when you do come and show your face. That we get complaints about everything. You name it, we get the complaints. And there's never a complaint about the garbage company. Your drivers drive our streets safely, and they do a very efficient job, and they always show up. And it's just a fairly flawless operation that you've got going here, and the whole community is grateful to you. Could you address Marvin's street thing? And maybe we can say something a little more than what everybody knows, and I don't know that you can, but you know, the streets that are deteriorating, they can't just be ignored forever. And it's, what is there? Is there a plan? So throw that at you.
Okay. I'll just very briefly state that the plan in our pavement management plan is pavement preservation. Keep the good streets as good as long as we can and get the most life out of the streets that are deteriorating. But while still keeping them safe. So we will continue to patch potholes, fix cracks, and keep those North Morro Bay streets safe to walk on and drive on. The problem is we have tens of million dollars in needs, and we can spend roughly, you know, $250,000 to $500,000 a year on street repairs. Based on recommendation on staff, the council has decided to, encourage this pavement preservation and work our way down the keeping the streets good. You know, can't go on forever. We will eventually have to pick those streets that have deteriorated and pick one and use our yearly budget to replace it. So those streets will continue to have maintenance performed on them with pothole repairing and keeping them safe. Reconstruction is probably some years off. Thank you.
Would you mind mentioning the street summit, if you felt like that was appropriate?
I would, with pleasure. Our Public Works Advisory Board gives us input on all matters public works. We are planning to hold on, tentatively scheduled for a special meeting for January 14th, we're calling a street summit. So to go over the pavement management plan and the accomplishments that we have done so far and take input from the public and the Public Works Advisory Board on changes that they would recommend in our street maintenance program. And that's tentatively scheduled for Monday, January the 14th, in the here in the Vets Hall.
Okay, did you send something else?
Yeah, just another opportunity for people. If you do have a specific pothole or an issue for maintenance in your neighborhood that you'd like to report to get on the list for attention, we have launched a new program called Let Us Know. That's at the city's webpage. It's the homepage on your left-hand side on the permanent menu there. That's a digital opportunity to log that complaint, so it's trackable. You can do other things like talk about different departments and needs outside of streets, all sorts of input and questions and so on. But specifically, streets and pothole repairs is there. And what's nice now is when you log your request, you'll actually get a response and information so that you can track that request and know who to talk to if you'd like an update and so on. So that's the Let Us Know program at the city's homepage, the website, and then on the left-hand side there on the permanent menu.
Great. That is the best way to lodge a complaint or a request. But we try to be a friendly city, and we also, staff will accept a phone call or an email or stopping them on the sidewalk. So any method that you need to use to communicate, feel free. Thank you for that answer. It's tough putting them in that spot. Ultimately, we're responsible. It's just a matter of money. And I know that that's not going to satisfy Mr. Sosna, and he made a big effort to write us and take a lot of pictures and to come down here tonight. And we thank you for that, Marvin. And I'm sorry we can't give you a better answer. Excuse me for making an announcement after announcements, but I did neglect that December 10th. Boy, a lot of calendar dates. December 10th is our swearing out and the swearing in of the new council. That's a Monday night. So we in
Beach Street and Pacific Street, what we talked about, Mr. League brought forward. I had an issue with the action. We didn't take formal action. There was unanimous support for starting the dialogue with SOCOG, which I agree with, letting them know we're interested in this and getting information from them. What I wasn't willing to support was to formally begin the request then for the design money for those enhancements. I'd like to hear back from SOCOG before we say this is what we want to fund. So I felt like the action basically leads to us then requesting that design money without any further conversation guaranteed, and I think that's an important part of this. So, well, I would suggest we'd adjust that action to unanimous support, dialogue with SOCOG, letting them know what we are interested in, and for it to return to council with that information.
You know, my recollection is that we, by consensus, directed Rob to go after design money. Is that what happened? What's your recollection? But you know, you're in trouble.
See, yeah,
because
I know.
If you side with me, then you're in trouble with him. You side with him, you're in trouble with me.
No. I don't have a real firm recollection what I did after the meeting. I'll tell you what I did. I contacted SOCOG and said I wanted to talk about getting money for a streetscaping project. I mean, that's what we need to call it if we're going to get money for mm-hmm. it, is a streetscaping project, and what we need to do to get this on their list.
Great. To me, it's always a matter of what was said should reflect in the minutes. And I think I'm remembering it differently than you, and I would suggest that we ask Jamie to review that, because I remember looking at him, and he was going to talk about getting design money. That's the first thing.
Yes.
That's my recollection.
That was the idea, but I recall very clearly saying that I wasn't yet comfortable with moving forward with actually saying this is a project we want to do until we had a better idea of what that project could be and that there was strong support within the business community of the area. That still needs to be demonstrated. So before we go ahead and say let's get the money to do this, we need some more dialogue locally.
Do you have any help here? Let's give it back to Jamie to review. And
and if we need to, I'll have to withdraw my consensual vote of support for that, because I think there does need to be more conversation about the project before we say,
yeah, you know, it's
going
to be the new council will come back to this, and that's going to be difficult for you guys because, you know, two of us won't be here. But whatever happened at the meeting that should be reflected in the minutes. So we'll just pull A1 for tonight.
Okay.
And now you're at A2.
Yes, A2 was the item for our funding for the fiber optic cable activation, and in the staff report you'll see that the suggestion is we use that money to pay for the technology upgrades to City Hall and the iPads and so on. I'm comfortable with that, but I think that those expenditures need to come back to council for approval as well. As it's written, I read basically that it goes through staff for all of those expenditures, which I trust, but at $50,000, I think it's worth coming back to council unless there's something that's very timely.
How does council feel?
When I made that motion, I wasn't interested in micromanaging. It's going to go to technology, and there's a lot of technology, whether it's iPads or upgrades to hard drives or whatever. I think they know what they need.
Nancy?
I agree with Carla.
Yeah, I do too. We don't want to micromanage the $50,000 that goes to technology. So I think you're overruled there. So I'll move approval of item A2.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion carries 4-1. And where are we at now?
Now we're on to A4, which is the Community Development Block Grant Funds. We had this conversation last year. There's a suite of options for how the city can spend the money that we're allowed to handle and utilize for the benefit of the parameters that were laid out here: low income, moderate income persons, prevention and elimination of blight, and address urgent needs within the community regarding health and welfare. And at this moment, most of it is all designated for ADA ramps, which is a good thing. We need to take care of that. As you recall, though, last year we carved out a small portion for the Maxine Lewis Memorial Shelter, recognizing that there is a modest but actual amount of people that we do refer to the center because it's the only one that's available to us. So I wanted to bring that up. Mr. Livick pointed out to me that this is a draft. So basically whatever we say we'd like to look at.
Grant programs, and basically it costs about $8,000 to administer a grant to their specifications. And they feel that you shouldn't be giving grants less than $8,000 to any entity, because then there's not a one-to-one cost benefit ratio. Talked about Councilperson Smuckler about was last year the council dedicated $4,300 to two components of CAPSLOs, which came to a total of $8,600. We may want to talk with CAPSLO about taking it all in one for this last year's CDBG monies, taking it all in one side of their grant and zeroing out the other side, so it lessens that administrative overhead that we were paying having to manage those grants. Councilman Member Smuckler said, this is a draft funding program. It goes to the county, then comes back to council for final adoption with the recommended funding strategy. Additionally, the handicap ramp project is not only handicap ramps, but it's gap closures and major sidewalk repairs to make the street system accessible to all. And I'll let Cindy add anything that I have forgotten in the CDBG program.
Thank you. Good evening, members of the council, Honorable Mayor. The one thing I wanted to add is if the council should choose to fund any of the applicants under public services, by CDBG regulations, we are limited to funding no more than 15% of our allocation. We are estimating that our allocation would be about $85,900. And so that comes out to $12,889. And unfortunately, the Senior Nutrition Program and the CAPSLO two requests exceed that amount. Thank you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but we even though they exceed that, we could give what we feel we can. And I know that was appreciated last year. Correct me if I'm wrong there.
Yes, that's true. And yes, that's true.
Okay. So I'd recommend that we move forward with this and that we look at the 15% going towards, my preference would be the Senior Nutrition Program and the Maxine Lewis Shelter, and then the rest would go to the ADA ramps and gap closures as proposed.
I would like to disagree. Last year we received a request from Maxine Lewis. Did we receive such a request this year for funds?
Yes, we did.
Okay. My problem with giving, and I am a firm supporter of the senior nutrition program, I understand that, but as your representative on the CAPSLO board, I have a real problem with giving them any more money when they are serving a full and complete dinner, not only to every board member who attends their monthly meeting, but to their whole staff that comes in for dinner. That's a major, major expense. And I would really like to see them change some of the ways they spend their money before we give them any more.
That's very interesting information, and I can see your point on that. So at this point, I would recommend then that we just do the senior nutrition program.
I'd agree with that.
Okay.
I'd agree with that. And also, I think that there'll be some changes this next year with the county. The state is going to be doing a realignment in regards to social services. And so from people I've spoken with in social services in San Luis County, they're going to be opening offices up everywhere again. So we most likely will have some services here for our homeless needs.
You know, I'm all for the senior nutrition. I think this is the wrong way to fund it. This is wrong. That should be a budget item. It should be a mid-year budget item. If you guys want to give money away, that's great. This is getting snuck in.
I don't see that at all, if not, pardon my interruption, but we have an application from the program to us formally here. It fits in the objectives that are laid out, the national objectives. I think this is right on.
Cool.
It's an opportunity to do it.
Make a motion.
Okay. I move that we tentatively approve the CDBG funding recommendations with the adjustment to fund the 15%. Senior nutrition program at the maximum allowable.
Second.
Okay, and I'm going to vote against this because we're taking money away from our... I could have let it go under the 20 minutes, you know, I should have.
I got a very short break out here. Short break?
25 minutes.
I mean, there's cocktail over here. You can't get through that
Okay, let's go. B1, Janine.
Thank you and good evening. Tonight you have before you Resolution 55-12 to consider approving Morro Bay Garbage Services interim year rate adjustment application and the resulting rate schedule fee increases contained therein. Pursuant to the city's agreement with the garbage company, the city outlines the guidelines and approaches for rate increases that happen throughout the contract term. And what we basically do is use the City of San Luis Obispo's rate setting process and methodology for integrated solid waste management rates. And so what that does is basically you have a base year review that occurs, and then in the interim 2 years after that, you have a CPI adjustment that occurs. Last August, the council reviewed the base year rate adjustment application and approved new rates that went into effect in October. And in October of this year, the city received the rate adjustment application for the interim year, which is the first year after the base year had been adjusted. And the request from the garbage company is 3.82%. And this is a combination of the CPI adjustment, which is 1.82%, and a 2% that the council had opted to defer from last year's increase request. And what had happened is the request was over 8%, and Tom Martin had proposed an alternative which included a partial rate increase last year and then the other 4% to be divided over this year's interim rate year adjustment and next year's rate adjustment. So that is where the 3.82% comes in. Staff has reviewed the interim rate application and the rate increases therein, and it's in conformance with the methodology and the manual from the City of SLO that the council and the city uses. And with that, I'd like to recommend that the council adopt Resolution 55-12, approving the rate adjustment application and the new fee structure, which would become effective January 1 of 2013. With that, I'd like to turn it over to the council for any questions or comments.
Fabulous job, Janine. Just fabulous. Any questions for Janine? This is a public hearing. If any of you would like to address us, this is the appropriate time. Anyone? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to council. I'm ready to approve. Thank you. Carla?
You want a motion?
Yep, make it.
Move approval of Resolution 55-12.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, a quick discussion. Just want to say publicly thanks to Mr. Martin for working with us on the Big Bellies at the Rock parking lot.
That was relevant. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries 5-0. Thanks for being here, Tom. D1, Rob.
That's you, Rob.
It's got your name on it, so that's why I'm calling on you.
Good evening. I'm the engineer and install a lift station to improve access between the Embarcadero and Market. Attached to the staff report are two different plans that Mr. Sawwasser has submitted to the city. One design is for a funicular, and the other is for a traditional elevator. We're asking council to review these and decide whether to send it to Rec and Parks Commission and Planning Commission for review and evaluation and return to City Council. The other one is for you to pick your choice right here tonight and send it to Planning Commission for us to do the actual planning and CEQA review and process this as a project. The funicular, just for the public's, is a type of cable tram that would go up the side of the slope, whereas the traditional elevator would cantilever out over and then go down the slope. I've got the two designs that I'll put on the overhead, and I'll turn it back to council.
Thank you. Another fabulous report. I'm all in favor of the funicular. It's a no-brainer to me, but I don't mean to insult anybody who's pro-elevator.
May I agree with you and suggest that it does not need to go through three different commissions? We just approve it? The funicular.
That works for me. Carla?
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I am certainly supportive of the funicular also. I think that when we had an opportunity to sell this property and get a public benefit out of it, the property owner, Mr. Sawwasser, was very amenable to whatever our choice would be. I think that doing the funicular adds an element of interest to the project that will perhaps in itself be somewhat of a little bit of an attraction And I would just include that there was some questions asked from some members of the public. I got some emails about, you know, who's responsible, who's maintaining it, and all those things were part of the agreement when we sold the property to Mr. Salwasser, that those are his responsibilities, so those costs will be borne by him. And I would love to see the funiculars or a project that we accept and send it back to him for detailed plans to go to the Planning Commission.
George?
I'm a little confused on something here. I understand, or don't understand, the difference between the elevator and the funicular. How, if there is a tremendous amount of difference, does he still have to build the most expensive one, or does the city, is the city responsible for the difference? In other words, if the elevator costs $1 million and the other one costs $3 million, is the city responsible for that?
No.
How can we have no figures here.
And he's on the hook to do the design, planning, and building of it. If there was that much difference in cost, I asked him for the cost estimates, and he said he would provide them, but I haven't received them yet. But I believe if there was that much of a difference in cost, he would have steered us away from a funicular, because it didn't require him to do the funicular, only a lift station. So in my understanding is they're probably similar in cost, and that's why he's given us the option one way or the other.
And these were drawings were provided by him, correct?
Yes, he so did them.
And he wanted us
to make a choice. And it requires him to pay the entire cost, and there's no limit on it. So my assumption is that they are similar in cost, and therefore he's turned it to us to look at which one you'd rather have.
This is really hard for me to believe that they're that close in cost, but what do I know about that? But I just, is what the question was, if there is. He has to build what we tell him to build, no matter what.
No,
the cost?
No. There's an agreement on it, but he's provided these two. And what I guess I'm saying is if during his analysis of this on which to do, if in fact there was a huge difference in cost, I wouldn't have provided the city at all with the funicular. I would have said, here's the lift station I want to build, and. You know, this is the one I want approved by you. He provided us this and said, which one do you want me to do? In my mind, you know, yes, he has to pay for it now. If it comes out differently than that, but he has not said he would not build this one. So I'm assuming he's done those cost analysis and knows, you know, what's in the neighborhood for him to do.
Okay, well, naturally, I think most of us all want the vernacular, but there was just that real dark side of it there of how much it does cost.
Well, my first thing I'll do is I'll let him know that the city council's made a decision if that the motion goes forward to do the funicular, and we'll be sending it to Planning Commission for full approval and environment.
I'd like to see some sort of city-initiated proposal process for an adaptive reuse of that wood somewhere that recognizes the historical significance and could tell the story. Obviously, I don't want the city itself to get hung up in that, but it might be an interesting thing to work with the Rec and Parks Commission on, or some of the various art associations or the Historical Society on. So if someone has a strong idea about what the best way to carry that forward would be, I guess... Mr. Woods, do you think that would be an appropriate conversation to initiate at the Rec and Parks Committee, or
is this an appropriate question for this item? You know, we're trying to decide elevator, funicular.
Either we have historically significant materials, historically significant piece of infrastructure that's going to be replaced and torn down. I think this is the appropriate place. I'd like to hear Mr. Woods answer that question.
Don't look at me, Joe. I'm not going to shut him down. I don't shut Noah down.
Staff, we would. Good evening. Staff would be happy to bring the item of
it
this
is.
Particular project to the Recreation Parks Commission. Regardless of your decision this evening, if it goes with the funicular or an elevator, to the Planning Commission, that would be fine. It would probably be a timetable that would still allow us to review and make some recommendations on either disposal or reuse of the staircase.
Okay.
And other site amenities and conditions that we might feel that are worth throwing in as far as a recommendation, but nothing that would obviously impede your decision tonight or the project going forward at all.
Okay, and to clarify, that was separate from the decision of funicular or elevator.
It is, but it's not part of this item.
And I wanted to have that question answered now so I can determine if I need to do that as a future agenda item or not.
I'm going to make a motion that this council supports the funicular and do communicate that to Mr. Saulwasser and to send it directly to Planning Commission.
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor? Yes?
I just want to say, you know, bouncing back on Noah's comment, part of the reason I'm interested in moving this forward to the Planning Commission and through this process is because Parks and Rec meets every other month, and I see the value in them participating in how you might reuse those stairs, but I don't see that necessarily as part of what this project will be. It may be something else in that park area that those are reused for in a different way, and I don't want to hold this up. I want to hold George's feet to the fire and get this moving so we can see the benefit. And so that's why I want it to go to the Planning Commission.
Thank you for that comment.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries 5-0. It's unanimous. Declaration of future agenda items. We'll go right to you, Noah.
Thank you. I would like to send the concept for this improvements at the Centennial Staircase to the Rec and Parks Commission and have them focus on what potentially we could do to adaptively reuse the historically significant materials for the Centennial Staircase.
Support for
I'll
this?
I'll support that.
Okay, done. Next.
Thank you. The next one is a follow-up to the memo received from the Harbor Advisory Board about the new futures and what we can do to help influence the future of the power plants. I have the memo here. I'd like to agendize a discussion on that focused around the Harbor Advisory Board's request.
I would support that as long as we don't call it the New Futures Committee. That's the old committee.
Well, the Harbor Advisory Board's request was reconvene the New Futures Group to take up where it left off.
I was at the meeting. That was for lack of re-identifying it and reformulating it as their request had come to us, was that they'd like to have a subcommittee or be involved in that. And I would support that on the future agenda planning track.
Great. Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
George?
No.
Nancy?
No.
Carla?
No.
Anything else from council on anything?
No.
From staff? This is our final goodbye other than the 10th, so thank you for those of you who are remaining, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and we'll see you on December 10th. Good night.
Thank you.